And it is John Gibbons for the Anfield Wrap. And we're doing a loan watch. We're using this international break to have a little look at who's going where and who's doing what. And delighted to be joined, first of all, by an old friend, Adam Catchell. Adam, welcome back to the Anfield Wrap.
Hey, less of the old you.
Dear friend, then.
That's it. Good to see you, mate.
So obviously you're a Blackburn fan, people don't know, you've had you on before, and Harvey Elliott rocked up, which was first of all a bit of a surprise, wasn't it? I think most of us felt that he was going to stay at Liverpool, but with lads not coming in, leaving that we were expecting to, he's gone. So first of all, when you found out where you got him, was there a bit of excitement amongst Blackburn fans about seeing him?
Wider-wise, with Blackburn fans, I think it were a bit of a much of a muchness. They saw obviously the age of the lad and they thought, right, okay, this is obviously, he's coming here to try and get game time because he's not yet a first teamer at Liverpool. But obviously knowing you lads and obviously working with Nick on what I do, who's a big red, I asked him a couple of things. What's he been up to? Obviously he's been performing for you guys in the Carabao Cup and what have you. And Nick spoke very positively of him. And the way that he spoke about him kind of got me excited because we're desperate for creativity in midfield. Absolutely desperate for it. I mean, Bradley Dack got injured last year and therefore he's been out for a long period of time. He's on the verge of coming back. But just in tight games in the Championship when people are getting lumps kicked out of them, you just need somebody that can unlock a door, you know what I mean? There might only be one chance, someone who can just see the pass that nobody else can see. And the way that Nick was speaking about him got me excited. Maybe he's the guy. Yeah, he's a young lad. It's a bit of pressure to put on him. Of course it is. But I was excited about that prospect being added to our midfield. And it's kind of worked out like that, mate. It really has. Really? I know he's only had 7 games, right? So it's still early doors and he's probably still excited about playing every single week and being one of the first names on the team sheet. But in the first game, we were away from home. We won 4-0 and he was an integral part of that, creating goals. He scored, of course, on his debut. And he got everybody, I think, on the hype train. I think one of the things now that we've got to be wary of with him is because he is only young, shoehorning him into systems that might not necessarily get the best out of him. And we've seen that a couple of times, like in the Reading game recently, we got beat at home 4-2. And he was absent really in that match. And the reason for that is that he was thrown out onto the wing. And listen, that might be his position going forward, but he's had the biggest effects in matches when he's central and he can pick the ball up, he can turn, he can have a look, and he's picking passes for fun, mate. So we've got to be careful with him. I think in the Championship, especially a team like Blackburn, we've got to change our formation when we come up against better sides, you know what I mean, in order to be a little bit more compact, and he's going to be asked to do stuff that maybe isn't natural to him at this moment. But when he's on the ball, geez, man. The kid can play for a 17-year-old lad, and they always look better with left footers, don't they? They always look better.
A wonderful left footer, as people say. Never